Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, January the 29th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely tiddled Jules Serkin. Hello, Jules.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yes, I'm post cough and quaff.
Yeah.
Post the app vodka lady. They were prizing me with vodka, Paul.
Yeah, that was a good show, though, wasn't it?
Well, I was trying to do the controls, and suddenly all these limoncello vodka, damn. It had to be tasted, of course.
Yeah, well, it would be curlish to turn it down, wouldn't it?
It would,
yeah.
Curlish. And I tell you what, the chilli vodka was, that had a kick.
I saw that go down pretty rapidly.
Yeah, very red in the face. I tell you what, though, I'm getting quite a frisson in this studio today with all these female guests.
Oh, yeah.
There's a frisson, isn't there, in the air?
Yeah, well, there's a draft behind me. I don't know if that counts. I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, probably because the
curtains are busted.
Down.
Somebody pulled the curtains down, so I can't draw the curtains.
Has anyone got a raw plug?
Yeah.
That's what you need, Paul.
Yeah, send raw plugs quickly.
You want a nice number 6 raw plug that goes nice and deep in. Get
Is
it done
right?
properly, yeah.
Is that right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Okay, look, do please give us a call. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, so do give us a call on 01303 874 998. We'd love to hear from you. If you don't want to give us a call, then you can tweet us by following me at Vanilla Web. And I have to say, we've probably had about 40 tweets already, and we've only been on the air 30 seconds.
Is that just your mum?
And that's just me mum going, where's your vest? Or you can email us, but we've got hundreds of emails as well. But you can drop us an email.
And a very fetching hat, listener, he's wearing today. A little sort of grey check flat cap.
It's a Newsboy, it's called.
Is it?
Yes.
It's very nice. Which website did you buy it from?
I don't know. Hats Online or something.
Was it? Hats R Us.
Or something like that.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm going to start off by reading some of the tweets I've got in. There's Penny Williams is speaking at the Create event, which is this Thursday evening at Fruitworks in Canterbury. That's in Stow Street in Canterbury. The tickets are free. The beer's free. So do get along. What's not to like? And you can book your place there by going to the website fruitworks.co/create. That's fruitworks.co/create. Get along. Penny Williams is the speaker there, as is Simon Wood from Holiday Extras. And Diego Bergerano, who was on this show a couple of weeks ago from Ambition House. And there's also a comedian. There's a stand-up comedian at the end. So, yeah.
Not that Diego wasn't funny, but...
Oh, it was quite amusing.
Yeah.
But he's not the comedian, no.
You do know that Diego and Marcus are on the Kent Business Tweet Up this Thursday at Lenny's Roper Road, Canterbury, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I did know that. It's Thursday.
You're not coming.
I'm not, no.
But you're going to go to Fruitworks and see them
in the evening. I am indeed.
So you're bothered to go to that one.
I'm bothered to go to the one
but
I own.
But not the one I'm organising.
But not the one you're organising.
Fine.
Yeah. I wonder how that works.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as soon as I'm buying the beer on Thursday night, it helps if I go, doesn't it, really? Otherwise, that could be a problem.
Is there any sort of allowance on the beer? Or, you know, will I be told when to stop? Or can I just...
Oh, yeah, you get one can each.
Okay. Can?
Yeah.
Have you got barrels?
No.
You'll have to come on Scoff and Quaff and learn about microbreweries.
Yeah, something like that. So that's a tweet about that.
Well done, Penny.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. And we've got a new listener already. First Rate FX, First Rate Foreign Exchange. And the Twitter handle is Judy FRFX. And she says, hi, we're listening in. We'd love to come on the show. Well, we'd love to have you. So do keep listening in and maybe you can. We've also got the Purple Edge, Sharon.
And Jim. Hello, Jim. Yeah. And Sharon.
Although it's just Sharon that's tweeting me.
Well, that's, yeah, she would.
So I expect Jim will tweet me later.
Yeah, well, Jim might tweet me.
Yeah. But anyway, at the moment, it's Sharon. And Sharon is saying, hi, Paul, can you mention the Chartered Institute of Marketing event, What's New in Marketing Law? And that's on the 5th of February in Chatham. She has given me a link to find out more about it, but of course Twitter has kindly shortened it for me, so I can't read it.
It's shrunken it.
But what we will do is find out where that link goes to, and we will put the link on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up there. So that's the Chartered Institute of Marketing have an event on What's New in Marketing Law. I've actually seen details of that seminar, and it is actually a cracking seminar. if you're involved in marketing in any way, shape or form, you need to go along to it. Because there's been lots of changes in marketing law in terms of things like cookies.
Social media.
Yeah, but cookies and how you can market to people and stuff like that. And it really does need some attention because people are making some horrendous mistakes at the moment because they just don't realise what's legal and what's not. So that's the Chartered Institute of Marketing, What's On in Marketing, on the 5th of February.
Well done.
Cool. I think we'll go with an email now, Jules.
There's a service for those caring for someone living with dementia. A leading dementia care provider is introducing a unique respite care package to help those caring for their loved ones at home. Avant Care and Support is offering its My Time packages at its Bridgehaven Care Home in Canterbury. And it aims to assist carers by providing short-term respite to allow carers looking after members of their own family to take a much-needed time out, knowing that their loved ones are being cared for by specialists. So if you want to find out more about this My Time, you can contact Bridgehaven Care Home or you can call 01795 597 431. There's a website which is www.avantemytime.org.uk, and we'll pop that on the Business Bunker website after the show so that you can pass that on to anyone if you think they might do with a bit of me time.
Brilliant. Sounds good.
Good idea, isn't it?
It is a good idea. Yeah, it's an excellent
I
idea.
I sometimes feel I need a bit of time away from you.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's a bit of time off, a bit of me time.
I think incarcerating you in an old people's home is probably a very good idea, Jules.
You reserved
mind you,
a, you reserved
mind
a place
you, mind
last
you,
year.
Yeah, I did. I did reserve you a place. But mind you, it would be fairly much a vodka free zone, wouldn't it?
Well,
did you see that thing in the paper yesterday?
No.
Some old people's home got raided and by the police because they were so drunk.
What, the old people
or
the police?
No, the old people were so drunk the neighbours were complaining about the noise.
Keep the noise down.
So the police turned up at 2 o'clock in the morning and told them to stop partying. And now the owners of the care home have actually banned alcohol.
Oh, come on. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff, eh?
But I did. I was talking to somebody about Scoff and Quaff, which is live on Tuesdays at 11 to 12.
Is it really?
Before the Bunker Show.
Is it really?
And I said, I bet my producer Paul Andrews will be in behind me, behind the mic, shuffling papers, muscling in, generally, you know, disrupting the show. And I was right.
You are not wrong. So anyway, I want to just mention, because I've had some tweets about it, that coming up later on this year is the Southeast Air Show.
Okay, where is this?
At Manston Airport.
Okay.
And I believe it's in August, although it doesn't say that on the tweet.
We need to get Henri back on then. Director of KLM. And
yeah. But it's not really him, is it? Because he just runs the airplanes. We'd be better off with Charles... McNaughton, the chief executive of the airport itself, I guess. But the Southeastern Air Show at Manston Airport, you can follow both of those on Twitter. Southeastern Air Show, S-H-O. Obviously, they ran out of letters before they got
like
the W in.
Ross.
Yeah. Or at Manston Airport. Either of those you can follow. But we'll put a link on to the Southeast Air Show on the campus.
So will that be
website.
Things like Spitfires and...
Don't get it confused because there is a War and Peace show every year in the county that I happen to know is moving to a new location, which is the old Folkestone Racecourse, because I don't know if you know Folkestone Racecourse is closed.
Yeah, well, you know why, because all the horses have gone to Waitrose.
Or Tesco's.
No, only the good-looking fillies go to Waitrose, the nags go to Tesco's or Iceland.
I told a rather rude joke earlier, which nobody got.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do tell. Are you allowed to say it on air?
No, I'm not.
Well, see, now you've tickled my taste buds.
No, but I already told you it, and it went straight over your head, so I'm not going to do it again.
Was it outside?
No, I told you here when you were off air. Anyway, we're not doing it.
Well, can you tell me when I'm sober?
Yeah. If I can remember that long. If I'm still alive, then...
I probably need a top-up now because I'm getting a little bit of a come-down.
Are you getting flustered?
Yeah, a little bit of a come-down.
Yeah, never mind. Anyway, so do follow that, the Southeastern Air Show at Manston Airport, and I believe it's in the summer, August time. But we will put a link to that on the Business Bunker website. And also we've had Wendy Kelk from Pilgrim's Hospice Could you please mention our open day on the 7th of February? It's from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and you can all visit our new venue, and all the proceeds are going to support Pilgrim's Hospice.
Fantastic. I mean, there's a girlfriend of mine who I'm meeting for a little drinky on Friday, and her mum ended her days in the hospice in Canterbury, right. And she just found it absolutely, she said it was so wonderful and caring and dignified. And, you know, it's the sort of place you can just pop into, even if, you know, you don't always end your days there. You can go in for respite and then come out again.
Cool.
So great, great cause. So do support that.
There's lots of good causes at the moment.
Yes.
Something slightly different. I've had an email about 5 days of intensive coaching and 12 months of business mentoring and support. Basically, the 11th to the 15th of February, at the Kent Enterprise Hub at the University of Kent, building a business has fundamentally changed in the last 10 years. It's not enough anymore to simply have a great idea, put a sales process around it and shout your good news to the hungry masses. Now we are bamboozled by choice, bombarded with marketing noise, given options on how to buy, where to buy and what to pay. So much so that brand owners have little or no control over their consumers. Barnaby Winter, the owner of the brand bucket, Barnaby Winter, the owner of the brand bucket approach.
Too many B's
has,
in that.
Yeah, has teamed up with Paul Burgess, who has over 30 years' experience as chief executive officer, sales coach and investment advisor, to create the Business Works Academy to provide anyone who is new to business a coaching program that eradicates business failure. From developing a plan, creating a business story that people want to buy, and learning how to present this story well, and understanding that business is about net profit, to how to raise funding and how to sell stuff. So it's a workshop. It's 5 days of intensive coaching, and then there's 12 months of ongoing support after that in terms of mentoring. And you can find out all about that. They've called it the Bootcamp Program. It starts in Canterbury at the University of Kent Enterprise Hub on the 15th. It's from the 11th to the 15th of February. And if you go to www.businessworksacademy.net, or you can call Paul Burgess on 07983 394 550. We will put those details on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can find out about it later. We'll also be talking about it at some of the up-and-coming events that we've got going on soon. So, good.
Dear Jules and him indoors, we're looking for people from across, I think they mean you there.
Do they really?
Yeah.
From does across, it actually say that?
Yeah, dear Jules and him indoors.
Right.
We're looking for the one in the flat cap. We're looking for people from across Kent to get involved in the 365 project by distributing promotional material for our up-and-coming fundraisers. Posters and leaflets will need to be distributed across Whitstable, Canterbury and Swale to spread as much publicity as possible. So they're seeking people who can help cover these areas, not necessarily all of them. And they'll be offering in return a ticket to one of their fundraiser events to those who help. If you're interested in supporting the 365 project, please get in touch with Emma at kentcreativearts.co.uk, and the website is 3w.365projects.org, and that's they are based in Faversham, so all details will be on the Bunker website after the show.
Cool. We've had some follow-up to what I was just saying about that, and there's an early bird ticket that you can book up until the 1st of March at heritageevents.co.uk for the air show at Manston Airport, and the air show actually takes place on the 22nd of June.
Right, well, we should be getting some decent weather by then.
And it's not Spitfires, there's a fly pass by a Vulcan bomber.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's early bird tickets are available up till the 1st of March. You can get tickets, early bird or otherwise, at heritageevents, all one word, .co.uk. And that's for the air show at Manston Airport on the 22nd of June. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
And who are you playing?
Not
Phil Collins.
No, not Duffy.
Give us a clue.
Amazulu.
Oh, how very cosmopolitan.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, Amazulu, Moni Moni.
I tell you.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I love the way you were. Can you get down off that windowsill now, please?
Yeah, there was some action in this studio, let me tell you, listener.
That little grass skirt you were wearing.
I won't tell you some of the things that I witnessed sat here.
Where's my lawnmower?
Yeah. Cool, good stuff. Listen, it's an absolute pleasure, honour, and all the other stuff to welcome to the Business Bunker the absolutely staggeringly awesome Mary Daly. Mary, hiya.
Hello, Paul, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Mary, for those listeners that don't know, and I can't, you must have been living up a mountain in the Himalayas if you don't know about Mary.
Funny
but
you say that.
I'll tell you anyway. Mary is currently raising funds for MS, and she's the most awesome fundraiser you've ever come across. Mary, it's an absolute pleasure to have her on the show.
Oh, Paul, I want to wear that hat after the show. I definitely want to wear that hat. Thank you very much.
Tell us a bit about you, and then tell us about what you are actually up to.
Right. My name is Mary Daly. I'm 44 years of age. I have four children, three boys, one girl. And 12 years ago, I was diagnosed with having MS. I didn't know what MS was till they told me what it was. My MS is lapsing and remitting MS, and for anyone listening in, there actually is no cure for MS.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we talk a lot about MS, but there are quite a few people out there that probably don't really know what it was. You know, they know it's pretty nasty, but not really sure what it is.
Well, MS, it affects the nervous system in your body, and your body is controlled by a nerve from your brain that controls all the muscles in your body. So this nerve is covered with a thing called the myelin sheath.
Yep.
So it is like the...
It's like insulation, I mean, yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. So in people with MS, for some reason, it actually doesn't work.
Right.
And there's a click in it, which stops your muscles from working. So there's different types of MS. There's lapsing and remitting MS, which I have. And then there's secondary MS, and there's progressive MS. And for me, when I was discharged from hospital, I struggled to walk, and it took me 18 months to get my walk back. So during that time, I suffered severe fatigue. My daughter was 18 weeks old, and I have no recollection of the first 7 to 8 months of her life. I was scuffing downstairs in my backside. He used to have help getting me into the bathroom. So it really is a very debilitating. I was very fortunate that I went into remission. But for some people, unfortunately, that doesn't happen. Which brings me to why I'm here.
Mary, can I just ask, do you think it was the trauma of 9 months of having a baby that maybe triggered the MS that you have?
I have no idea, because previous to that, I had my firstborn, Kieran. Kieran was 2.5, and then Niamh was born. So I wouldn't necessarily say that, because my mother, I'm the baby of 6 kids, and there's nothing wrong with her. She's brilliant. But they've no idea what brought it on. I mean, it's just one of those things.
And so, how did you actually start to walk again? What sort of physio did you have to do?
Well, this is the whole thing. When you're diagnosed with MS, because there is no cure for it, I was brought home, and I had 2 physio appointments, and that was it. And I had no support. And it was a very frightening time, as you can imagine, having 2 small children. And obviously, you can detect, I'm not Kentish, I'm from Ireland. So none of my family were here. So I relied very much on the support of my friends and the support of my GP and the help that I got. And literally, as I got sensations, I spent an awful lot of time sleeping because of the fatigue. And that's why the MS Therapy Centre in Canterbury, which is why I'm here, because there's a group of volunteers, and we're all volunteers, no one gets paid. We're trying to raise 1.3 million to build a new centre in Canterbury. Our existing centre is a prefabricated building, and it's in a very bad state of repair. There's holes in the ceiling, and it is so small that there's 1,600 people in South East Kent diagnosed with MS.
Really, that many?
That many. And there is people that, A, don't really know about it. And if they did know about it, we wouldn't be able to treat them, because the facilities and the services that we offer. We've got physiotherapy, reflexology, counselling, which is a big thing, you know, because it's a massive thing to get your head around. And we do have oxygen therapy treatment. Which, for anyone that doesn't know, in 1990, when David Beckham broke his metatarsal bone, and they tried to get him fit for the World Cup, you go into a chamber and you have pure oxygen, and that hydrates your red blood cells, and it actually gives you more energy. And that really was a lifesaver for me. And that actually recouped the energy and the tiredness, because fatigue is just an awful thing to...
And is that one of the treatments that they're offering at the
Canterbury Centre? That's one of the treatments that they're offering. So once we can get this new centre built, we can obviously have... It'll be a lot bigger, and, you know, and it just has to happen, because there's so many people being diagnosed now. And we're very fortunate that we launched our appeal last year. And Frank Brake, who was a retired local businessman who was the original owner of Brake Brothers, is our patron. And he's sponsoring everything we raise, pound for pound. So to all Kent businesses, please let us be your charity of the year. Because £20, £30, it's all matched. And we've got a calendar of events coming up, which will be on the website after this show. Or you can tweet me.
And what's your Twitter handle?
At Mary Daly 1.
D-A-L-E-Y?
Oh, no, E before my Y, love.
D-A-L-Y. D-A-L-Y.
And so please, I mean, this weekend at the Ashford International Hotel, which is one of our very good supporters, we're having the anniversary of the launch. Then we're having on the 7th of March, we're having a concert in Canterbury Cathedral to launch National MS Awareness Week. And I'm hoping to get every school in Kent fundraising for us during National MS Awareness Week, which is the 29th of April to the 5th of May. So Friday the 3rd of May is going to be Kent Non-School Uniform Day. St Edmund's School in Canterbury are hosting the concert. And then after the concert, they're doing the first half. And then we've got Catherine Fletcher, who herself has MS, and she's a soprano. And right. She's going to perform the second part of the concert. And it's going to be brilliant. And we're going to try and encourage every business to, just for that week, you know, if it's just a dress down day, £10 is £20.
Right.
You know, some people in Kent and Canterbury Hospital and in William Harvey Hospital, the nurses are not going to have coffee for a day. And it's everything is matched. And it's just raising awareness. And for anybody listening out there, you may know somebody that's got MS. It really is a terrible illness to live with. And we live on hope, because there's no cure for it.
Sure.
These therapies keep us going.
Mm.
And they give us a hope.
Right.
For a cure to be found. So please, please help us.
Cool. Absolutely. Absolutely we will. All the things that Mary's going to tell us about and all the things she's mentioned so far, we will put links on the Business Bunker website so that you can follow up and find out this. Do you have things like Just Giving page and things like that?
Yes, we do. And the site is kentmstc.org. And if you go in, you'll see a homepage, and then you'll see... a new building appeal, and we're called the Kent Butterflies. Reason we're called Kent Butterflies is the new centre has got four wings, so we just called ourselves the four wings on a thing that a butterfly can fly. And you'll see a list of all the events that we've got on there. And we also have buy a brick, so you buy a brick for £2. And I'd love that to take off, but it's been a bit, Paul, I need your help.
Yeah.
Anyone, help me. It's been a bit of a disaster, to be honest, because I actually thought that, you know, buy a brick, £2, everybody would buy it.
Mm. Mm.
But I think because it's £2, it's too cheap. And because for anyone who's done Just Giving, you've got to click, donate, credit card. And I just love everyone to buy a brick and build this centre. Mm. Because Frank Brake's matching ends on the 31st of December 2013. And he's just an amazing man. And without him, this would never happen. It would never, ever. Because we get no government funding, no lottery money, nothing.
Crazy, isn't it?
It is. So we have that link already up on the Business Bunker website.
Yeah.
So people can find out everything they need to know about donating, getting involved, doing whatever they can, doing everything that they can. So donating and volunteering and helping.
You could definitely do the dress down, Paul.
Could I?
Yeah, for charity.
And you could remove that hat.
Yeah.
It should show your beautiful face.
Mm.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, now we're talking, Mary.
Listen, the last charity thing I got involved in, I'm still recovering and the scars are still with me.
What was that one?
I had my chest shaved in a shop window in Whitstable.
Yeah. It was a little bit like, have you ever seen the film Chocolat, where the mayor goes, he succumbs in Lent and eats all the chocolate in the shop centre? It was a bit like that, wasn't it, Paul?
Naked in the shop window. There are a lot of pictures of me completely naked in a shop window in Whitstable High Street.
With nipple tassels on.
With nipple tassels, having my chest waxed by two young ladies.
As I tell you, Serenity Becker was very, very worried about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, Paul, you could really promote recovery for people with MS. You could come to the MS Centre, meet some of the people, walk around it, and guess what? You could be the afternoon treat.
He is always afternoon delight, yeah.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah, well, thank you, ladies. Thank you. I'm more than happy to help out.
I volunteered in
ways that are less painful than previous experiences. Yeah,
Mary, when you were telling us about your experience, you didn't mention a husband or a partner.
Oh my God.
So I think he may get rather disgruntled.
And I wouldn't mind. Michael's in Germany today. So, and he's listening.
Give him a big hello.
Hello, love. I'm really sorry. Yes, I have a husband.
But the reality is they have to go off and pay the mortgage. And so you were on your own with the babies.
The reality is, yes, you know, and it was very hard for Michael because obviously we were only 4 years married or 3 years married. And it's very difficult because it's the worry and the strain. But we were very fortunate. We got some home help. Mm. And then we got a nanny. So the one came in from 8 to 4. She was the home help. We just kept her for longer hours until we got. And it really and truly is for the carers. It's quite difficult because for anyone to live with an illness or a disease is very difficult.
And how long have you been married now?
14 years.
Because it is tough when someone's ill, and also for the ill person. Because I also was ill when I had a young baby, so I know exactly where you're coming from on that score. But for the person that's ill, they feel like they're a burden and they feel very vulnerable and, you know, there's lots of mood swings and things.
Yeah.
But also the person that's not ill and watching the person's ill but has to go to work, it's tough.
Absolutely. And it's very difficult because MS is one of those things. No two people are the same. And it's very difficult for some because it's all pressure, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So he, with two small children, he'd go to work with a mortgage.
You had to change your nappies.
I'm sitting in there and I'm falling. And because I just delivered Niamh, you know, I was quite big. I mean, I'm no shrinking violet, as you can see. So obviously, and it was very, very difficult. And to try and explain, because he has to accept it, and he's got his set of emotions.
Mm.
And of course, the key to our marriage has been communication, communication, communication.
So you bash him over the head and tell him what to do, and
well,
he does
it. Well, I give him a bit of a hard time, because I'm the baby of six children, right? Six children, and he's an only child. Now, here's how many people listening know an Irish family with one child. Think on that. Most Irish families, there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, of course, it's quite difficult. And I know you're listening, Michael, but you were a bit spoiled. You say you weren't, but you were. And, you know, some men think they want to marry their mother. He got an awful shock. Because I ain't his mother. The Lord have mercy on her. But for anybody do listening in, honest to God, on a completely different note, come to Canterbury Cathedral. The tickets are £9. I mean, Canterbury Cathedral is...
And you've got Catherine Fletcher there. Is that the one where you've got?
Catherine Fletcher, yeah.
Fabulous.
And if you go on our website or go on St. Edmunds, you'll be able to buy the tickets at the box office. It is a massive occasion. And we have the cathedral choristers, the orchestra. I mean, how many people would ever get the opportunity to be part of a concert like this? And I mean, steeped in its own tradition in the world, you know, after the year of the Olympics, please come and you'll meet me in person because I will be addressing everybody there to get them all behind us, to get supporting and to leave a legacy. Because what's going to happen is we will raise this money. We will build a centre. And for every business listening, for anyone that their children are going to school in, it's great to leave a legacy. No job, no money can ever leave something that in 100 years time, centuries, your grandkids, your great grandkids can drive to Canterbury because it's going to be built by the Canterbury Rugby Club because that's what current centre is. And can you imagine it? Your grandchildren go and say, my grandfather helped build that.
Mm.
No job, no money, no feel good feeling can leave. Nothing can leave that legacy. So please come to the cathedral. Come and help us. And Paul, I'm going to put you in the spot now. Are you going to come?
Yeah. When is it?
Go on.
He's singing, aren't you, Paul?
The 7th of March.
Sorry?
Thursday, the 7th of March.
The 7th of March. I will be there.
I will have a ticket for you.
June. That's the day before the Taste of Kent Awards, so we will remember
that. Yeah, it's a Thursday. Yeah,
and I'd like to say hello to Mr. Bacon from St. Edmunds. He's head of the baby school, the junior school.
All right.
I know him well.
Well, St. Edmunds, Will, who's head of music, and Sarah and the PR, they have just been amazing. Are you going to come?
I'd love to come, yes.
You're big, yes. I'd be down with some tickets.
I will definitely be there. Mary's absolutely right. The kind of things that happen in the cathedral are absolutely stunning. I happen to know because I go there quite often.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because my youngest is at school there. So we go to quite
one of the choristers, no?
Sorry?
One of the choristers.
No. Thankfully, he doesn't sing. No, I will be there. That's the 7th of March, Canterbury Cathedral. If you want tickets to go to that, which you do, then you go to Mary's website, which you can find on the Business Bunker website. It's right on the front page at the moment. But after it's off the front page, it will still remain on our website in perpetuity. So you can always find out about what Mary's trying to do with raising money for the MS Centre in Canterbury. How much have you raised so far, do you know?
Well, because they're still doing up the figures the end. To the end of December, we had 550,000. Since the appeal launched last year, we've raised just over 150,000, of which Frank Brake is matching. So we're hoping as a committee next year to raise 600,000.
Right.
This year, of which we raised 300,000 and Frank Brake will match that.
Match that.
And then in or around, we should be on the ball to start building the centre. So it's been, we've got great momentum and we just need everybody in Kent, you know. People, when we had the Olympics last year, there was an awful lot of criticism. They said, oh, England can't produce it. But, you know, we led from the front by the volunteers. And Kent was the hosting county. And we inspired the nation. We inspired our athletes. And we are remembered as one of the best hosting countries. I was a volunteer for the Olympics. And it was absolutely fantastic. So, Kent, you did England proud in the Olympics. All, anyone listening, businesses, please get in touch. Please make us your charity of the year. Whatever it is, everything will be doubled. And thank you.
Mary, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I think you are quite possibly the world's biggest saleswoman. nobody would dare not buy something from her, really, would they? They just wouldn't dare.
We've signed up to everything.
I have four of those. No, I have 10 of those. Whatever they are, I don't care what they are, I'll have some of those.
Sell them on, them up.
But in all seriousness, this is a fantastic cause. It's absolutely necessary, as Mary has told you. There are so many people that suffer.
Was it
1600
people in the southeast.
Only in southeast Kent.
Kent, yeah.
So it could happen to anyone that you know.
MS can be affected by anyone, and there is no history in my family. Not that I know of, when I was asking my mother and father, but there is no history in my family of having. They don't know why you get it.
And you can get it quite young, can't you?
You can get it, dear.
It's also interesting that Mary said that a lot of MS is about problems with myelin sheaths on neurons.
Mm.
There's an awful lot of research at the moment that links the same problem with dementia.
Yeah.
That dementia is caused by a weakening of myelin as you get older. So, you know, having a therapy centre like this could help all kinds of people as well.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, and when the centre is built, you know, oxygen therapy treatment can actually help, you know, as we said earlier on about David Beckham, sports injuries. You know, there was a fireman in a couple of years ago, oddly enough, that I know because I play golf. Do you play golf, Paul?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
While I'm on the story, 9th of May, we're having a golf date, Ashford Golf Club.
I've just bought something else, haven't I?
Can Mary come on next Tuesday's show to continue? What you got in June?
So the 9th of May, please come, honest to God. Shotgun start, it will be. And I might be playing myself. Have you had a hole in one?
No, I haven't, no.
I don't mean to brag.
Are you promising me? I don't want a hole in one. I can't afford it.
I've had two. One in a competition the other week. It was a great feeling. So I'll show you, my name's in gold writing. Hole in one in competition, Mary Daly.
Really?
Way before my wine.
Oh. Brilliant.
So you're booked in. And if you could get a team, it's only £200. Honest to God, it's
hang on, Mary. He's actually starting to squirm in his seat now.
Jules, I've got you now because I've got a ball coming up as well. We're having a ball.
Oh, I'd love a ball.
25th to me.
Can't I'd love a ball.
Oh, wait till I tell you. And you haven't been to a ball. You've been to a ball that we have organised. Yeah. Canterbury Rugby Club, 25th of May.
I might have some bands for you that can go on Kent Bands.
Listeners, I did.
You know, rock bands.
I did tell you that Mary is the most awesome fundraiser ever. Now you believe me, don't you? For the moment, Mary Daly, thank you so much for joining us on the Business
Podcast.
We
just gag her.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Bundle her out, someone, please. I can't afford any more. She's emptying my pockets.
To everyone listening, thank you very much for the support you will give us. Thank you. Please go on the website, kintmsdc.org, and help us whatever way you can. We are a group of volunteers. We need you. Make a difference. And in Ireland, they would say, Gora Míle Maithagat. That is the Gaelic for 100,000 thank yous.
Cool. Thank you so much, Mary. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on it. All those donation things will be on the website for Business Bunker, and there's a link to Mary's website so that you can find out about all these fantastic things.
Actually,
and we'll
can
see
I tell
doing.
You, yeah. It's not my website, it's the kintmstc.org. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Read it out.
Kentmstc.org. So that's the homepage. And then the new building appeal, which is a butterfly, as we are the butterflies, is on the right-hand corner. So you can read all about us, read about the therapies, and guess what?
Can you imagine if Mary had had vodka?
Yeah, yeah. We'd be in big trouble. Show.
I would just like to say to everybody, you know what he was saying about the vodka? He made it look good. Uh-huh. When I came in, she was rose-pickled, ladies and gentlemen.
Mary, thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure. Please stay with us for the rest of the show.
I will, of course. Thank you.
But for the moment, Mary Daly, thank you so much. God, I'm knackered after that.
You know where I'm going to take Mary as well, Paul?
What's that?
I'm going to take Mary to the Salt Cave in Bexley Heath.
Oh, are you?
Because you know it's helped my mum with emphysema and people that've got asthma. So any MS sufferers listening, if you're in the Kent area, you can contact Mary and on her website, and she'll tell you about the Salt Cave, and there'll be free sessions for you all there to try it out in Bexley Heath Salt Cave.
Cool. Well, time is flying by, and we've got some more guests to talk to very shortly.
Mm-hmm. What tweets you got?
But we got loads of tweets and loads of emails. I'm going to catch up on some of the tweets while you organise getting the...
swapping the guests round.
Well, no, just moving the...
microphone. It's called
over.
A microphone, Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that, and I've had limoncello vodka.
Well, I was trying just to be subtle, but...
Read your tweet. Who tweeteth?
We've had the Southeast Tennis people. Please, can you ask any tennis players of any age to go to our website, which is se-tennis.co.uk, and see where you can play. So if you fancy playing tennis anywhere in the Southeast at any age, if you go to Southeast Tennis, that's se-tennis.co.uk, you can find out about that. We've had Flower Patch Farm. Flower Patch Farm.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Fine tisanes? Does that mean
anything? Tisanes, yeah, they're like a little sort of herbal tea.
Yeah, that's what it says. Herbal and fruit teas and iced beverages.
Very nice. So it's a little bit of lavender or mint or you know, homemade.
Apparently Flower Patch Farm do that, and they say it's tisanes as found at Partridge's Food Market of Chelsea.
Okay.
And you can follow those guys on Twitter at Flower Patch Farm. So do that.
That sounds very tasty.
We've had Michael Smith, A Walk in the Garden.
Hi, Mike.
A Walk in the Garden is a magazine that Michael produces. It's about this area of Kent, which is Romney Marsh, Sandgate, Shepway area.
He's doing the pub walks.
He did last year, but no, this is a magazine that he produces.
And yeah, isn't he doing walks? Pubs can contact him and get put on it.
Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to tell you.
You're going to get terse with me now.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was just trying to tell you that he produces a magazine called A Walk in the Garden, which looks at lots of different walks in the region and
but not near pubs.
Yes, some of them are. Oh.
He's narrowing his eyes at me, listener.
Once she's had a couple of vodka, she just gets fixated. You know, booze. You know, pubs.
I'm sure it was pub walks.
Yeah, he does do pub walks and garden walks and country walks and seaside walks and all kinds of walks.
Which kind of walk
do you know why?
Go on, Paul?
There's a clue. It's called A Walk in the Garden. And they have some space in their spring issue for some advertising if you'd like to do that. Whether you're a pub or not.
Or a garden.
Or a beach.
Or a
stately
home.
You can advertise, yeah. Anyway, it's awalkinthegarden.co.uk. All one word, awalkinthegarden.co.uk.
Do you feel like you're having a walk in the garden today, Paul?
Something like that. And we've got another new listener. Hand in hand for Sherwood. We're an amazing community group offering food and warmth. Sherwood's a region of Tunbridge Wells, I believe. And they're obviously a community group there. And they've got a website, which is an incredibly long name, which is... I'll have to spell the whole thing out for you. It's ever so long. The easiest thing is if I just put a link on the website and then you can find it. But it's DIN Hands of Sherwood Food Bank .weebly.com.
Weebly.com. Love it.
But I'll put that link on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you want to follow up about it, you can. We've had a tweet from Audra.
Audra, now where is she? Audra, probably Chicago or somewhere.
I thought Audra had gone. Audra allegedly is one of the co-presenters of this show, but I haven't seen her for months. Seeing as she tweets me from various parts of the world saying, sorry, darling, can't be with you in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
or sorry, darling, somewhere. Can't be with you in Dubai. Anyway, she says, hi, guys, miss you. I'm in London. And she's talking to Oxford University about how they can support students. So that sounds really interesting.
She's probably going around in a little canoe as we speak.
Yeah. So that would be nice. It would be nice to talk to Audra and find out what she's been up
to. Yes, perhaps she should phone or tweet.
We also had First Rate FX. Hi, if any of your listeners would like up-to-date currency market info, please give us a call and ask for Ben Davis, quoting the Business Bunker. There you go. So if you want... if you want help with currency markets, you can call FX. It doesn't say where. But you can follow them on Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Judy, FRFX. And if you quote Business Bunker, it'll do you a good deal. And we've had another new listener, which is Canvas R Us. Please could you give us a shout out on the Business Bunker? We have a 20% off Valentine's sale at canvasforus.co.uk. And that's Canvas for Us is all one word. That's canvasrus.co.uk. And there's a 20% discount for Business Bunker listeners. The Whitstable Stove Shop. We're listening to the Kent Business Radio. And we would love a shout out. Installed stoves, half the price of elsewhere. So thank you for that, guys. And that's the WhitstableStoveShop.co.uk. And they're at number 2 Saddleton Road, Whitstable. And
just as you come down Borstal Hill on your right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Great stoves.
And once again, I did mention this last week, but I'm going to mention it again because it was yesterday, I think. Happy birthday to EK Media. They're a teenager as a company.
Is that
they're
13 years?
They're 13
years. We did
years.
That last week.
Yeah, we did, but they're actually...
They're stringing it out.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're on a long, week-long celebration,
yeah, well,
I think.
These New Zealanders, they know how to party.
Anyway, we've got loads more tweets. We'll come to some of them later in the show if we've got more time. I think if we do one more email, Jules, and then we'll speak to our next guest.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a tweet here as well from Len Liz in Roper Road, Canterbury, who say, hi, Paul. Hi, Jules. Just to remind you, we've got the Kent Business tweet up, which is at our place. So that's Roper Road, Canterbury, 10 a.m. At our place in the Terrazzo restaurant upstairs. Free parking, and the guest speakers are Marcus and Diego. Marcus Ball and Diego
Bergerana.
Thank you so much.
That's right.
And they're going to be telling you all about what's the company called?
Ambition House.
Thank you.
I do all of yours for
I lost
you,
the
Liz.
Bottom of the tweet. you know how the tweet circles.
Well, it's luckily I memorised it, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, good job you're here. Under 14s, here's one. This is 365 A Year in the Life of Whitstable, and they're looking for young under 14-year-olds to take part in photographs. So they're looking for, they've got 80 photographers, and if you'd like to send in images, please do, and it's emma@creativearts.co.uk.
Cool.
Thank you for that, Emma.
Right, thank you for that. I think what we'll do now, we'll have a bit of tunage, and
tunage.
Then we'll talk to our next guest.
We'll try and compose ourselves.
What do you reckon?
What are you playing?
Bit of Lighthouse Family.
Fabulous.
It's true, gonna shine on everything you do. The sky, so blue. Sun's gonna shine on everything.
Business Bunker.
Hey, bit of Lighthouse family there. Good stuff. Oh, it's filling up out there. There's loads of people out there. Mr. Nurden's here as well.
Yes, Mr. Nurden. He's dying to come on back on the Business Bunker because he was on 2 weeks ago. And had a lot of interest after his interview.
Absolutely.
But he said that you and I sounded lovely and he thought he sounded not lovely and I thought he was great.
No, he was perfect.
Yeah.
He was professional.
We loved having him on.
And he wasn't squiffy like you are.
Yes, I'm sobering up, Paul. Cool. He will come on with his band, perhaps, the Wrinklies.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our next guests onto the show, Ali Hollands and Betty George. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
And these two lovely ladies are involved in the whole field of psychotherapy, hypnotherapy and other related personal development tools, eh?
Are you going to be hypnotised live on air, Paul?
Do I need it?
I'm just thinking what I can get up to while you're under.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There wasn't an angle on that, was there?
Just give us a minute, Jules.
Yeah. I don't know if she saw earlier, Jules tweeted, can they stop me biting my fingernails on air? And I tweeted, yeah, of course I can, and bring some boxing gloves. And somebody tweeted me, said, you're not going to belt her, are you? And I went, no, she wears them so she doesn't bite her nails. Anyway, enough of that. Good. Welcome, ladies. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you guys and what you're up to?
Who's going to go first?
There's a stunned, we're silence.
We've got one microphone here. First of all, we'd just like to say thank you very much for inviting us on.
Absolute
it's
pleasure.
Great to be here with you. And it's quite a hard act to follow, Mary, I have to say. And we'd really like to come to that cathedral thing. Yeah, we'll be doing that. Ali, why don't you tell everybody about what we're all about? Thanks.
She said sincerely.
I know, yeah. That was my sarcastic tone, just in case you want to know. This is actually my first time on radio, just in case I muck anything up. But going back from that, the British School of Applied Psychology sounds very, very fancy. What we do is a very practical thing, though. It's we teach adults we train them to become counsellors and hypnotherapists and NLP practitioners. And if all of that sounds a little bit highbrow, it's not. It's incredibly valuable. It's they are everyday therapies which everyone should have access to, and not enough people do. And the way to train in them, it doesn't take as long as you think, it's not as hard as anyone thinks, and yet the training is absolutely superb and will set you up to be able to help people with anything from stopping people smoking, which is one of the things that I do as a hypnotherapist, to helping people change their weight, helping people stop biting their nails. It's Ooh. Very easy to do, one session, Jules.
Really?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I'm signing up.
I know, it's fabulous. It's, I mean, and that's it. And people don't realise how easy it is.
If we book Jules, if we booked Jules in for 6 months, could you cure all of her problems? In, you know, could you do them all?
But my one weakness.
Yeah, one because Jules just had one weakness.
My one weakness, which is
life.
Lemon cheesecake.
I thought it was lemon vodka. Jules.
Well, yeah. Limoncello does slip down a treat.
I actually think it, the other thing that hypnotherapy particularly. Is known for helping is musculosclerosis. Yeah, hypnotherapy can help to relieve some of the symptoms of musculosclerosis, and in some cases has been known to cure musculosclerosis. Not that hypnotherapy itself cures anything. What it does, it facilitates the recovery to full health in the client, if you like.
So is the person then hypnotised and you go through the... I don't know anything
about... This is Mary coming on now, by the
Sorry.
Way.
Sorry, hello, I'm back again.
I think we worked that out.
So how does it work? So you hypnotise somebody and then you talk through their aches and pains, or if somebody's in a wheelchair or...
For sure. Well, of course, therapy, you know, psychotherapy, counselling, any of those mind therapies, if you like, can help with the person's attitude to how they cope with the condition or any condition. So, and we can actually help with that.
Are you unlocking the subconscious? So,
well, the subconscious is always unlocked, actually. It's working feverishly for you full time. I don't want this to really turn into a lesson in hypnotherapy.
Jules' subconscious is trapped in a cellar, actually.
Yeah. But what hypnotherapy allows you to do is to relax enough to open the doorway, if you like, to allow us to talk directly to the subconscious. And obviously we only tell the client's subconscious what the client wants us to tell the subconscious on their behalf. And so really, yes, it's installing a very, very positive message. And then your powerful subconscious mind will take that up and it will start to work very, very hard for you in whatever way you wish it to. And it's as simple as that.
Well, do you know, you'll have to make a trip to Canterbury. It's where you're from, Faversham, aren't you?
Yes, we love
She can go all the way from Faversham to Canterbury.
Let's get touring Kent while we're on here.
Shanks his pony.
We'll be pleased to see you in Canterbury. And also, if there's any way that we can help you, we'd be delighted to help Brilliant. You as well.
Brilliant stuff. So, coming back to the British School of...
Applied Psychology.
Applied Psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about how that works. I mean, is it a physical place? And what I mean by that, are you in a fixed location? Or is it something you move about? You know, so basically... If I wanted to do an NLP course or learn hypnotherapy or whatever I chose to do, is there one centre? Do you have a physical school location or do you hold these things all over the place?
Well, Paul, as a businessman, you will know that it's not a particularly good idea in this financial climate for companies to be owning buildings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, Mary, but yours is a slightly different case, of course. And so we're actually running our first courses here in Canterbury out of Canterbury Christchurch University.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So that is where the courses will be held.
Right.
And at this time our offices are actually in my house actually at the moment.
Yeah, sure.
We're running out the office out of there because that's all we need right now.
Okay. Do you intend to, I mean, because Christchurch University is a well-known medical university as well. They do a lot of healthcare degrees there. Do you intend to be there all the time or is this something that you will move to other locations?
Well, we intend to be there all the time.
Right.
But we also intend to roll out through the county of Kent, then into central London, and eventually nationwide.
Right.
That's the idea, that's the intention of the British School of Applied Psychology, so that we can be available to students countrywide.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing that Ali didn't get the opportunity to mention is that these courses are to diploma level.
Right.
As well.
So there are accredited courses too.
The courses are accredited, except for our counselling at the moment. We're in the process of accreditation for that.
Okay. Yeah. So just go over again the type of training that you're offering, and also is there a particular type of person that you're offering it to, or is it open to anyone? I mean, how does it work?
It's open to pretty well everyone, as long as you're able to study and speak in the English language.
Right, okay.
And we also look for people to be mature enough and to have the right kind of life experience.
That's you out then, Jules.
That's going to enable them to take the training, because you actually get on to a bit of a life trip with this yourself.
Okay. In what way? In terms of self-discovery, you mean?
In self-discovery, and very much in your own self-development. But yes, absolutely, in self-discovery. Yes, absolutely. Okay. And you need to... you also need to have personal therapy as well to qualify.
Is that as part of the training?
It's part of the training. And we're one of the only schools that I know that actually provides that for our students as well.
Okay.
But I feel I'm hogging this show a little bit. I'd like to just hand over to...
Making
to
me feel
Ali
hungry,
well.
Talking about hogs. Bacon sandwich.
Bacon sandwich and vodka.
Yes, well, you always need something, you know, after a little vodka.
So, Ali, run us through some of the... I mean, because you mentioned up front some of the things you're going to do, but not all of our listeners will be familiar with things like NLP and whatever, neuro-linguistic programming. So just give us a little bit of an overview of the different therapies that you're teaching people.
Right, OK. Well, I think we've discussed hypnotherapy quite in depth. Counselling, obviously, there's a completely different market for counselling. And what we do is integrative counselling, which means we take a broad spectrum view, and it means we give people an opportunity to try out lots of different methodologies to really master a broad field so that they can best serve their clients. So it really sets people up to have a very good base in counselling. And obviously any diploma, any course you take is only the start of the process.
So, yeah, of course.
You know, within this field, it's very much it's ongoing. And that's one of the opportunities that we also give people, is we will be training in shorter courses as well. So we keep people's professional development going. Okay. And obviously that's open to already qualified counsellors, hypnotherapists and practitioners.
Okay. So you're not just exploring one type of counselling. So it's not just... cognitive behaviour therapy, for instance, or something like that. It's a range of therapies.
Absolutely. And it's very important to do that, because especially at the beginning of your training, you need to have the opportunity to explore that so that you know what your personality is as a therapist, where you feel your strengths are, how you want to develop yourself. And that's very important, and it's a big part of the course, is to helping the students develop themselves as therapists so that they come out already practiced and professional, so they're ready to go into practice and get straight in. You know, they hit the ground running, our students.
Cool. Can I come in there, you guys? Because that actually takes me to your question when you were saying, you know, are you... well, actually, I think you were talking about the location, but you asked us if we were physical.
Yeah.
And we really are. Yeah, the training, although it's academically rigorous, the training is very experiential.
On.
It's absolutely hands-on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of practice. And
which is the best way to learn,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, in hypnotherapy, the last course that we ran, we had many, many clients coming in to the school for students to give them therapy. We had 100% success rate with all of the cases that came in. We did have nail biting as well, Jules.
Do you know, it's the worst habit to stop. I've bitten my nails. I used to suck my thumb, and then when I was 10, I stopped that. Mm-hmm. And I started biting my nails, and I had quite a traumatic thing happened to me when I was about 13, and I've bitten my nails ever since. Mm-hmm. And I stopped for a year when I went to Serenity Becker, and she put gels on. For a year, I didn't bite my nails, mm-hmm. had no urge to bite my nails, and I now don't have gels. I have natural nails and started nibbling. But it's a really, really strong habit to break. So, you know, but I was going to ask you about the NLP because the little I know about it, you change a thought, don't you? So if someone's thinking, oh God, I've got to get up, is it that sort of thing? You know, you change the way they think of, say, getting up in the morning or whatever they're...
It's more powerful than that. You actually change the state, the person's state.
Right.
Which will automatically change
the way they think
and attitudes. But you know, this one I am handing over to Ali because she is such an enormous fan of the most fantastic NLP master. He's an international master. He's worked with the known masters, Tad James and David Shepherd, and that's the fantastic Rintu Basu, who is going to be running his course with us again this October.
Wow.
And Ali really is a starry-eyed fan of this man. So I'm handing over to her for this one.
Well, actually, before I start talking about Rintu, who I could go on about for quite a long time because he's just so much fun to work with.
Where does his name come from? Very unusual name.
His mum and dad.
It's a very, very unusual name.
It's an Indian name.
So Sikh or... Hindu or...?
Have no idea. I normally refer to him as the Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
I knew that. His mum, anyway, is of the Hindu religion.
Okay.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah, I was going to say, before I start talking about Rintu, when you were talking about your nail biting, it actually made me think of the NLP course. My very good friend, Carol Seaborn, who qualified with me as a hypnotherapist through the British School of Applied Psychology last year.
With distinction.
Oh, yes, with distinction. She'll be very cross if she hears this and I haven't said that.
Is that because good teaching goes on there?
Good teaching, good student.
Fertet.
Very, very talented on every side. Yeah, she was talking, one of the other guys on the course, a very, very lovely chappie, who had, like you, always bitten his nails. Now, bearing in mind, Carol was just testing out one of the things she was learning. She's a qualified hypnotherapist. She loves the fact that she's added the NLP to her qualification. So she's now qualified in both disciplines. And she actually used NLP to stop him biting his nails, and that was last September. He's not bitten them since. He has beautiful nails.
Paul, you bite your nails too, don't you? On occasion.
I used to, yeah. But I don't.
Well, you did
much
last
anymore.
Week. I saw you.
Yeah, no, I only bite my nails when I'm with you, Jules.
Okay.
The rest of the time, I'm perfectly fine.
And Jules, you know the really cool thing about that? 15 minutes.
You're joking.
Nope.
I find that amazing. And do you use things like tapping, or you know this?
We do. Thing? That's one of the short courses we will offer because the director of our hypnotherapy, Marcia Tillman, is a practitioner of EFT? EFT, yes, and she'll be teaching a short course. She'll also be introducing it in the hypnotherapy diploma. But really, to go back to Rintu, I think, as Betty said, he is one of the world masters. He doesn't... We managed to persuade him. In fact, Betty had spent years persuading him that he wanted to teach a practitioner course last year. And we did that in Canterbury very successfully. We weren't even properly launched there, and we still had 20 people on a practitioner course, which, if you've ever run a practitioner course, you'll know that it's actually really hard to get, even 5 people into a room normally. We did not have that problem. So we're doing it again this year, 5th to the 13th of October. Can't wait for that to happen.
5th to the 13th.
Yes.
So date for your diary.
Okay. And how do we book that if people want to find out about it? What's your website?
Our website's ever so simple. We've shortened it because the British School of Applied Psychology.com is quite long. So we did a shortened one as well, which is just bsap.co.
You can't That's get it. Better than that. Even but I can remember that.
Short, sweet and adorable.
BSAP.
Yes. BSAP.co.
Absolutely, yes. BSAP.
And can I ask you one more thing? Do you do that rapid eye thing?
Yes.
Because that, I had to have knee surgery. I've got a riding accident, so I've got half knee. A metal one, couldn't afford a whole one. And I'd had a really traumatic experience in 1996 with the NHS where they tried to put my broken leg together with gas and air, because the NHS, being what they are, decided that they had no surgeons and no beds. And if you've ever had a little finger bone put together with gas and air, it hurts. So the main bone in your body, we don't recommend. So cut a long story short, every time I went to have my knee operation, I just freaked about going into hospital and I kept cancelling it. And one of the nurses said to me, you need some counselling because you've got to have this op. And I went to the, in New Dover Road, there's a charity there, and it's a Christian charity that do counselling. And they gave me this RM, and you pay what you can afford. And I think I paid 20 quid or something. It was amazing. And I had six sessions and I booked straight in to the...
And now she can dance the Nutcracker Suite.
And now I can...
On a half a metal knee.
No, I can...
I'll tell you what, it's a sight to behold, listener. It really is.
I can do the Funky Chicken. In fact, I think I'm a chicken after some of the... Yes,
there's such an opportunity there for me to be naughty. But
what do you call it?
Remember, I'm representing BSAP today, so I really have to behave.
What do you call that?
EMDR.
EMDR, because I always mix it up with the group RMD.
Well, that's a nice association. Nothing wrong with that. But yeah, we're also going to be running some short courses in EMDR as well.
I'd be very interested in that. Put me down.
We'll let you know. There's another brilliant therapy that works within it. It's miraculous. It's absolutely miraculous in the way it works for that kind of situation as well. And it's based on Tad James' timeline therapy. So that also works within minutes. It's so powerful. The other thing that...
Give us a run through on that then. What is Tad James' time zone therapy?
Well, it's timeline.
Timeline therapy.
How can I give you a run through? It's changing your state again. It's taking you back to a previous time where you would have experienced the same kind of feelings of fear, if you like. And it's taking you into a place above that fear so that you're looking down on it or looking down on yourself in that experience. Mm. And then it's taking you to imagine 10 or 15 minutes before that experience. What have you learned from it? And if you had the opportunity to go back there now, what would you tell Jules about that experience, about that fear? How would you advise her as to how to cope in future such situations?
Mm. Well, I can feel a lesson coming on.
Quite absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't want to hijack this, but it's a very, very simple therapy. It's absolutely miraculous.
Very powerful.
It's very powerful. And you're talking about performance and about riding horses. I also have another little business, if you like, called Peak Performance. Sorry, you can't find a website for that yet. It's simply word of mouth, people who know us. Mm. We are at this time really working with horses and riders, and particularly riders who are nervous, or they don't know why, they have no idea why they're nervous, or riders that have not been able to overcome a negative experience. Post-traumatic stress, maybe, memories of a fall that's now taking their confidence away. Mm. Working with six or eight people at a time, it's simply miraculous. We've never had a failure yet, that you can actually dispel this fear and regain confidence in about 10 minutes flat.
Hugely powerful.
And I wouldn't dare say that on public radio.
Of course not.
If it wasn't true, I simply wouldn't. I wouldn't want to do it anyway, but I'd be a fool to do that. Mm. It's incredibly powerful.
How long have you two worked together?
It's nearly 2 years now. It's nearly 2 years now, and I can tell you, I couldn't have launched BSAP without Ali. She's been an absolutely amazing partner, friend, and colleague, I have to say that.
Cool. Listen, ladies, we could talk about this forever and ever and ever, but sadly we're running out of time. So I don't mind which of you. One of you, give us a shout for your website so that we can follow up on it. Ali, you go for it.
It's ever so simple. It's www.bsap.co. That's bsap.co. And if you want to have a look at it, just let us know what you think. Get in touch. It's really, really easy. You can give us a call, send us a message. You can also tweet us, and that's at bsap_tweets or me, Ali Hollands. or Betty_George. There's so many ways to get involved. And also, one last one, because if you're talking to, if you're a therapist out there, we'd love you to come and join our Facebook group. And if that could be put on the website, that would be great. Because sometimes I forget the exact name of it.
Yeah, no, so, we'll put it on there. We'll find it and put it on there. Put it on the Business Funker website so that you can follow up with it.
Thanks, Paul.
No, that's all right. It's probably, I liked it the other day, I think, isn't it? Facebook?
No, it's not our page. No, it's a group for therapists. All sorts of touch and talk therapists who can actually get together and network together, help each other, ask questions, all sorts of things. It's fabulously valuable.
Cool. If you let me know what it is, we'll put a link to it on the website.
We'll do.
Brilliant. For the moment, Betty George, Ali Hollands, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies from the British School of Applied Psychology. Thank you. We've not got long left of the show, actually. I've got a gazillion tweets. We've got a bazillion emails.
I think I've been hypnotised.
Have you?
You're strangely calm.
Yeah, well, you certainly have calmed down a lot. Yes. So some of the tweets are not relevant anymore because they're a bit old.
What are they saying?
Well, we had a tweet earlier from Beaujolais Boy. It said, be careful, Paul. Those girls are getting frisky. they're getting overconfident. They must have been taking Brave tablets. So that was that.
They've also probably had some NLP.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Angela Bryce Stevenson.
Hello, Angela.
And the journey begins. Just to say hi. She's listening to the show and really enjoying it. Thank you for that, Angela. And also, I don't know if you remember, some time ago, this lady was a guest on our show last year. Florence Perrault.
Oh, yes,
yeah, from
I
the
do.
Sophrology Academy.
Because I tried out my little French.
Exactly, yeah, and she just shrugged and went,
bonjour, Florence.
Yeah, but then you called her parrot, which didn't go down well.
Parrot. I did not call her parrot.
Oh.
In your Bermondsey accent. just to say that Elm Court Farmers Market have tweeted in, hello, Business Bunker and Jules, and him. Indoors. Just to say that it's Rye Scallop Week and we will be serving scallops at Elm Court Farmers Market this Sunday, 9:30 onwards.
Cool. Anyway, what I was saying about Florence Perrault Academy, her book is out now. Do you remember when she was on the show, she was saying she was writing a book?
Well,
it's been published. It's called Instant Serenity for Life and Work, and it's now out on paperback, and you can buy it from Amazon.com.
Well done, Florence.
So well done, Florence. We'll look forward to reading that.
May we.
Mm-hmm. We've also had a tweet from Simon Morgan of HR Rescue. Please could you mention my next workshop on the 6th of February at 9 a.m, how to manage and appraise employee performance. That's from Simon Morgan, who on Twitter is known as at HR Rescuer.
Good name.
Yeah. Can you do us another email?
Do you have a business in Kent that has a very slow broadband? Yes, I do. Just waiting to get fibre optics in Whitstable. Connectic Communications have a solution that will give you faster broadband, 6 megabits to 18 megabits. Is it bits or bytes, Paul?
Megabits, megabytes.
For this and any other communication solution, both in office and for a mobile workforce, contact Brian with a Y or Chris. There is a phone number. Get your pen ready. I'll give you the email first. It's info@connect-it.co and the telephone number is 08456 885122. We guarantee to connect you and we guarantee to add value to your business. So that will be on the Bunker website after the show.
Brilliant. We've had a tweet from Find a Voice. Who are a charity in Ashford.
Remember them?
Yeah. We've had a tough and glass porch window smashed overnight, Yeah. And we need donations urgently to
Maybe
get it repaired.
Maybe they had that high voice, the opera.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they're saying they urgently need some donations to be able to get it repaired. So if you want to give a few quid to get their window fixed, you can go to uk.virginmoneygiving.com/charity-web. So do follow up with that. We'll put a link on the website for that as well. Get their window repaired.
And John Nurden has said, apparently I tweeted, John Nurden has arrived at Business Bunker and he's peeing through the glass. I meant peering, just to let everybody know. And Sophology Academy has just tweeted in, well said, Jules Serkin on Business Bunker. Thanks at Vanilla Web. Get that book. What was her book called?
It is called, let me find it again. It's called Instant Serenity for Life and Work.
Fabulous.
Mm. So, good. And we've also had a tweet from one of our other co-presenters, Rebecca Oliver.
Hello, Rebecca.
So it's a great show, guys. Enjoying listening in. Hi, Becky. Hope all's well with you. And we're looking forward to you being on the show again soon.
And seeing you. I'd like to see you.
Yeah.
For a glass of wine.
Yeah. All we need is Joe Dodds to appear now, and we've had a full set. Yeah. But there's a fat chance
of that.
The hat trick.
And the fat squirrel. Need him in.
Yeah. I've got an email here that I want to read out. It's Spitfire Speed Networking. You are cordially invited to the Spitfire Networking Lunch. As it's Speed Networking, we're limited to 40 spaces. So if you would like to attend, please don't delay in reserving your place. We run the event as a non-profit meeting with the aim of putting a room full of local business people together to help and promote businesses in the local area. And that takes place at the Spitfire Pub in Kings Hill, which is in Westmorland area. And it is on Thursday, February the 7th. And it's at lunchtime, so it's 12 till 2 on Thursday, February the 7th at the Spitfire Pub, Kings Hill. And if you would like to reserve your place there, there's an email address at which you can register, which is drutherford@coreifa, that's all one word, coreifa.co.uk. That's the Spitfire Speed Networking event on Thursday, February the 7th
Kent and Medway B2B... loads and loads of networking events, too many to read out, so we'll put the link on the Business Bunker show after, but loads of guest speakers for you get a full English for £12.50 plus VAT. Kent Invicta Chamber members get it for a discount, so please contact, we'll put the details on there, because there's a, oh here we are, kentinvictaevents.co.uk. But loads going on there with Louisa Felster doing a guest speak, Colin Davies. How do I pronounce S-E-Z-E-N Zeki? Sezen Zeki also. So get along there. Have a look on the website, guys.
Thank you. We've started a trend now. Everybody's promoting their books on Business Bunker Show now. I guess that's what it is, because this one's very minimalist, this tweet. It's from a new listener that I've not come across before called Peter Wolf. And he says...
Not Peter and the Wolf.
No, just Peter Wolf. Peter F. Wolf, actually.
Oh.
And he just says, Business Bunker, the damage done by Peter Wolf.
Sounds good.
It is a book, because I've just had to Google it.
God, you're so multitasking today.
Oh, tell me about it.
Paul
yeah,
Andrews.
I'm in touch with my feminine side.
You definitely are. Yeah. Help for Heroes, Faversham Charity Car Show, High Jewels and Him Indoors. Dave Clark is the event team coordinator for Faversham Charity Car Show. We'll put details of this afterwards, but there's face painting, Big Top Circus, Fun Fair, Food Courts, ABBA Queens, Jackson 5 Tributes, all that stuff. And it is the Faversham Charity Car Show. Details on the Business Bunker afterwards. Thanks, David Clark.
Brilliant. Congratulations to Realia, a Folkestone-based full-service marketing agency. They have retained their recommended agency register, that's the RAA, for 2013. RAR conducts research amongst customers of marketing service agencies, asking them to confidentially score the agency across a range of criteria. Only agencies which have been highly rated by at least three of their clients in the last 12 months have the recommended status. Realia is an award-winning communications agency supporting a number of market-leading national and international brands. Whether you are looking for qualified and actionable strategic thinking or fresh, insightful, creative work, we deliver with the quality, agility, capability and value you and your business demand. If you'd like to know more about that, contact Paul Williamson. That's paul.williamson@realia, R-E-A-L-I-A .co, or visit their website, which is www.realia.co. Congratulations to Paul and the team there. Well done on retaining your award. There's a few things happening that I want to mention. There's a mindfulness course happening at Fruitworks this Wednesday. It's 4 weeks, Introduction to Mindfulness at Work. The last time I looked, I think they were almost fully booked, so I think there's only one or two tickets at most left.
And that's run by Louise Cox, Chester?
Yes, although Louise won't be at the first one. The workshop is actually run by a lady called Jean.
Fabulous.
But it's organised by Louise. It's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Fruitworks in Stow Street, Canterbury. And you can find out about it by going to the website to look up the details, which is fruitworks.co/events.
What time is that, Paul?
6 o'clock on Wednesday. I don't think there's many more tickets left, though, but if you can get the last ticket and you want it, then do feel free. It's been so successful, apparently, they're going to stage some other events as well. So if you have missed out this time, don't worry, they will have other events.
Fruitworks is a great venue there, too.
It is. It's a superb venue. And also, while we're talking about Fruitworks, on Thursday night is Create. There's a lineup of speakers at Create. Simon Wood from... Holiday Extras, Diego Bergerano from Ambition House, Penny Williams from the Big Plan Group, and also a stand-up comedian at the end, and there's free beer paid for by me, so you're not having too much. So do get along. That's from 7 o'clock on this Thursday, Create at Fruitworks. I think you've got time to do one more email.
Yeah, there's one, it's quite a long one, but I'm going to skim it. So it's the 2nd of March, diary date. It's Hooves for Hospice, a day at the races with Hospice in the Weald. It's the first ever charity race day at Lingfield Park Racecourse on Saturday the 2nd of March, so it's this weekend. And it's we're inviting local companies and supporters to join us for a day of fast furlongs, furious flutters and phenomenal fundraising, says Rob Woolley. Don't they just throw these together, do they, Rob?
I thought alliteration was my bag, not everyone else's.
He's the chief executive of Hospice in the Weald. So you can have a look on their website to find out about sponsorship opportunities for businesses and table prices. You can contact Emma Whittington, who's the events coordinator, Hospice in the Weald. You can go on to emma.whittington@hospiceintheweald.org.uk. Well done there.
Good stuff. I just want to mention this as well. I think it's now the third or maybe even the fourth year of the University of Kent Employability Points Scheme. It's something I've been involved with right from the outset, and it's an incredibly clever scheme dreamt up by Stephanie Barwick and the folks at the Enterprise Hub at the university. What they were trying to do is to make students aware that as well as their academic qualifications, it would also be helpful if they had a work-related attitude.
Yeah, answering the phone.
Yeah, all kinds of things. So they came up with this employability points scheme. And I first introduced it a few years ago. And the idea being is that students voluntarily apply to be on the scheme. And then anything they do that's remotely work-related, they gain points for doing it. And then at the end, there are corporate sponsors that award prizes. But the prizes are work-related. And mostly they're things like internships or work experience with local companies.
Highly valuable.
And the scheme has just gone from strength to strength to strength. The very first scheme had about 90 people on it, and I think they're up to about 9,000 now.
Wow.
It's incredible. Anyway, they are just announcing this year's employability point scheme, and the university is currently looking for partners and sponsors to offer internships, company tours, work experience, service vouchers, or training as prizes for these students who excel in developing their skill sets. And the benefits for sponsors include exposure to the university's resources, facilities and contacts, promotion of your business through their scheme and events, both internal and external, as well as access to the latest research and critical thinking from a variety of academic disciplines through their talented undergraduate and postgraduate students, to name a few. If you want to follow up on it, you can go to the website, which is www.kent.ac.uk/employability points. And I just want to tell you something about this, that the young women and men that win these prizes by collecting the most points, okay, they then come and take up your prize, which is an offer of an internship or something like that. One of the benefits that they haven't mentioned here is in the first year I did it, I had a young intern that came to work for me for 3 weeks as his prize for winning employability points.
Mm.
Guess what he did when he was working for me?
Made you a cup of tea?
Nope.
Answered the phone for you?
Nope.
Took notes?
Nope. He wrote an iPhone app.
You're joking.
He wrote an iPhone app in 3 weeks that we still use today.
Boffin.
Yeah. And it is amazing, the app he wrote. And he just did that. So...
Is that one I know, one of your boffins?
It's a lad called Luke Wilde.
Right. Well done, Luke. Is he still with you?
No. Luke, I offered him a full-time job on the back of his 2 weeks with us. He turned me down. He went back to university and he did an MSc in... c- cartooning and
oh right,
what do you, animation. He did an MSc.
I knew
MSc,
where you were going, Donald Duck.
Yeah, he did an MSc in animation and filmmaking on having already done a BSc in computing and
bright boy,
real overachiever. And he's now finished that, and actually, currently, right at the moment, he is actually in my office doing some work for me on an ad hoc basis. But, yeah, no. So get involved in employability points. It works from every aspect.
And will we see him at Fruitworks at the creative thing? Will he, does he flit around there? Or
no, not? No, because he lives in Essex.
Oh, well, somebody has to.
Yeah, never mind. thank you for that.
I was actually born there.
Yeah, offence brought to everybody by Jill Serkin. She doesn't care.
Footballers.
Anyway, we've reached the end of the programme because we've run out of time.
Yet again.
As always.
That Mary Daly, you know.
Absolutely, just took all the time. it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, the Businesses of Kent. And a big, big thank you to Jill Serkin, Mary Daly of the Kent MS Therapy Centre, to Ali Hollands and Betty George of the British School of Applied Psychology. Thank you all for listening to the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend an hour and a half with you. We will be back next week with the Business Bunker Show. In the meantime, have a fantastic week.
Lemoncello.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Driving down.